Hello. Hello. Thank you, sir.
If I can see him from 11:30 to 6:30, it's yeah.
Yes, hello.
Senator Smathers on one.
George. Dylan was really raving about how effective you were on the excise tax bill, and I wanted to thank you for it.
Well, I appreciate his being generous with me. I thought we came out very well. We did a poor job to start with, but it finally got straightened out.
Well, he said you were very effective, and it's largely due to you that agreement was reached, and you were very successful in his assumption of personal responsibility and pushing for agreement on the House bill. And it would be most appreciated by me if you'd give him a ring on the telephone and thank him for what he did to help us.
Well, that's wonderful.
I'm awfully grateful.
Well, I appreciate it, and I appreciate his thoughtfulness, too, so that's very nice.
George, I'm having a lot of problems that you all can watch. I don't want you to say I told you, but we're inept.
Yeah.
What the House does, the Senate fucks up.
Yeah.
Then the Senate does something, and the House screws it up.
Right.
We got 27 of the 30 bills that passed one House the other, and we can't do anything with them.
Right.
I'll give you an example. We got the food stamp, and it took us 6 months to get a rule on it.
Right.
We got it through the House after finally got past that damned old man Smith.
Right.
Well, got over there, and the elder said, oh, I'll bring it up, and I'll pass it. He brought it up and passed it, but after he left the floor, Miller put a little chicken shit amendment that you couldn't put any stamps on Australian beef.
Right.
Now, nobody wants to put any stamps on Australian beef. He'd asked us, we told him we wouldn't put any on.
Right.
But he puts an amendment on. Now, that makes you go back to the House. And the only way you can get through the House is by unanimous consent unless you get a rule.
Yeah.
So you can't get unanimous consent, you can't get a rule. So what goddamn good does it do for the Senate to act on?
Well, I agree.
Now, that just runs me nuts. Every day, something like it.
Yeah.
Last time said yesterday, the House screwed it up. And, of course, you're all saved today by concurring.
Right.
But when the Senate screws it up, the House can't concur.
Right.
It's got to have a rule to concur.
Right.
And then the old man goes out to his farm, and he won't get it.
We could have beat Miller pretty easy on the thing. I saw that transpire. I was waiting to take up that excise tax bill, and I saw... I'm sure it was just a case of not having thought it through very well, because I remember Mansfield went over to Eleanor and said, why don't you just take and drop it in the conference, forgetting about having forgotten what the rules in the House were. Eleanor didn't want to take it. Miller didn't have a damn vote but his own.
That's right, but Mansfield had four cowmen raised hell.
Yeah.
And that just ruined the whole program.
Yeah, he didn't want to, put people on record on that particular program. Well, I will help out on that.
We're going to have a hell of a record, an awfully good record, if we can just get the two coordinated, if we can get two leaders to really function together, if Albert and Mansfield would really be alert and be on the phone with each other like Weber and I used to do all the time.
Right. That's right. Well, that's what's needed, but that's what's lacking. They're not in as good a communication.
I sent them up for a week ago, these 30 bills and where they were, and I said, now, let's program them and see right which one can do this, which one do that. But I've been unable to get from either one of them how we're going to coordinate. But we're moving, and...
You're going to get them. Before it's over with, you're going to get all of it, and it's going to be because you just wrote everybody's ass to do it. That's just what's happening. That's why you're going to have it, but that's the way it has to be done. So, it's just unfortunate.
They tell me that you did a good job on St. Augustine, too. Lee White said that your man has been very helpful, and they worked out an agreement down there.
Yeah, well, it has. We've been worried about that. Poor Herb Wolf, who's got no business undertaking this because of his age. He's got Parkinson's disease anyway, but he finally agreed. We begged him and asked him would he be the chairman, and so he finally said yes, he'd do it. So that's the basis on which the whole thing's been worked out, because old Herb was willing to get back in there and do it.
Well, thank you so much, George.
All right. Bye. Thank you.